Welcome all. Scotch in the balcony. Myself and Al are back again here. Not too late tonight. You know what to do. Listen to us then, like and share, or just subscribe. Hope everyone's well. So Al, what do you want to talk about today? Let's get straight into stuff.
Yeah, I thought we'd go a little bit different this evening, right? I've got the candles here. Not romance. No, folks, not romance. I've had a kind of an ongoing interest in, since I was a kid, in the paranormal. Now, I don't know. I have a lot of different ideas as to what things are, but I wanted to talk to you about this because I wanted to get your feel for. I have a lot of friends who've had kind of what you would call paranormal experiences. I've had one or two myself, can't really explain them, and I've listened to a lot of people tell stories over the years, and obviously some of them are, you can tell they're bullshit. But I just, what is your feel for, do you believe in like the traditional idea of ghosts, where it's the spirit of the dead? Do you believe in things like that, or do you think it's just a figment of someone's imagination?
I think. Okay, well, I don't believe in the kind of the Scooby-Doo kind of ghost kind of thing.
What, you mean where the dog solves the mystery?
Well, I think dogs could solve more mysteries than most people. But what I mean is, I don't believe in like the usual animated idea of just the normal standard idea of a ghost. Now, as you know, we've had in our family, we've had a few funerals and a lot of funerals, sadly, in the last 18 months. Including one very close. So probably for maybe the second time in my life, that's something that I've thought a lot about. And things have happened where you just go, because you're thinking about it, you're kind of going, you know, it just makes you, or has made me think a little bit differently, maybe for the first time in my life, plus the fact I'm getting old, you know, about the afterlife and about our spirits and stuff. So, like, I do believe that, you know, we're made of, there's this energy of that we can't explain inside of us. And that when we die, well, that energy has to go somewhere. And everyone has their own beliefs of where that is. But I do believe that some of our energy can be left behind. Now, whether that can become a physical thing, you know, like a house or a person being affected by it, I don't know. Can we see stuff? Maybe. I don't know. And none of us know, in my opinion. But it kind of makes sense that there is something, there can be something left for, you know, around. Are there those like psychics and tarot card readers, or not the tarot card readers, the ones that see the dead, sixth sense people? Psychics, yeah. Is that what did I say now? psychics that can they see stuff? I don't know. Can some of them are charlatans? Okay, let's not pretend otherwise. Come here. Okay, and some of the very good ones are charlatans. Do I believe that people have an ability maybe to see something the rest of us can't see? That's, yes. Come here. To me, that kind of makes sense. And if you mix in the fact that, because I do believe in multiverses, I do believe in other dimensions, and, you know, I'm sure we'll talk about that at some time later. So, yeah. So there's all these things, right? Yeah. That we can't explain. I do believe there's a logical reason. Maybe logical isn't the word. There is an explanation for everything. But I do also believe we're just, you know, we're just apes with a slightly bigger brain. So it's probably beyond us. But
yeah, It's interesting. I mean,
there has to be. I believe there has to be. Like, I believe, look, there are aliens. Well, I believe that anyway, because there has to be. It makes sense, and I do believe that there is something after we die. There's something else. What that is, I think it might be beyond our comprehension. That's the word I was trying to think of. And I believe that it is possible for a part of us, a part of our energy, to be left behind, sometimes for a reason. You know, I think
there's a school of thought that says that if kind of what people call spirits or ghosts do exist, they're echoes of the past. So something, if basically the unscientific way of explaining, I guess, is if something severe enough happens, right, whatever that may be, it kind of leaves a spiritual echo in that place. So quite often you have people who talk about, well, we moved into this place and all this stuff was happening and we found out that someone was murdered there and in that room, and it's always cold in that room, and all that kind of stuff, you know. But I think it's interesting because, like, I've talked to a lot of people over the years who, like, they're very serious people. They're not, you know, they're not kind of frivolous people, and they're not getting anything out of,
yeah,
out of people telling the story. And it's quite interesting. I think I think it's somewhere in the realm of echoes of the past that are still there. And when people talk about science, and I'm not a science person at all, but when they talk about, you know, there's different dimensions, and one of the dimensions is every version of everything exists at the same time. So the way they explain it is, this might be the fourth dimension, where basically it's like a long hallway, and every version of you from cradle to grave is all the way down that hallway, and every possible version of you, right? So why, if that science says that they think that may be real, then why wouldn't there be sometimes something that seeps in to the dimension or the frequency that we live in now, and maybe that's what we see? Because I think it's, a lot of people dismiss this stuff because they think people who kind of have an interest in it, that, you know, they believe in a Casper type ghost, or, you know, or they believe in kind of demons.
Ghostbusters.
That kind of thing. And that's not really what it is. I mean, there's a very interesting, I'd encourage anyone to listen to it, Malachi Martin, who's an Irish priest, who was at the Vatican for many years. Anyway, he left the order. Yeah, I think in the early 1960s, he became an author, some really good books. But he did about 11 or 12 hours of interviews with Art Bell, the famous American kind of, he was into that kind of offbeat, all those offbeat topics, conspiracy stuff, but also kind of paranormal. He used to do great episodes on kind of, we used to call it ghost to ghost, which were just kind of those kind of stories. People would call in with those kind of stories and stuff. But the Malachi Martin thing was interesting because he was talking, it's slightly different. He was talking about exorcisms, and he had maintained that he had been an exorcist for the Vatican. But the way he explained it was quite, now again, if I don't tell people what to believe at all, right? I understand people think, well, I don't believe in religion, therefore that would be bullshit or whatever. Totally fine. But he was very matter of fact about it. You know, he was like, the stuff that you see in the movies, it's not like that. But then what he was explaining, it was almost more spooky. Way he explained it, because he was talking about, I think, one such exorcism where you know, there was a young girl, and from a very poor, very very poor place, like it was kind of, it was, this would have been many years ago, but no possible connection to really to outside the village or the outside world, but she had apparently been possessed and was speaking in several different languages to people in the room. So there was a priest, I don't know whether he was Italian or what, and she was speaking in his language, kind of abusing him. And I don't know whether it's a part of the brain or something. And it's, you know, because obviously he was talking about, they try and rule out all kinds of, you know, brain issues, right? Mental issues, or mental health issues or disorders that people might have before they do it. But there's something in this stuff. Like, there's, and I'm not coming at it from a Catholic point of view or a religious point of view, but I mean, I've known enough people who've experienced things. Like, there's a friend of mine who I won't name or give up, but, you know, he maintained for many years that he and people in his family would see things. They would, you know, they lived in a house and three of the brothers who'd slept in the same room but at different periods of their young lives, so they weren't in those rooms at the same time together or in that room, maintained they saw the same young girl. And it was just something that came up in conversation with one of them years later. And the other two, yeah, like, we've seen that too. So what is that? These guys are serious, you know, they're good fun, but they're serious people. They're not telling a story for titillation. It was just more, you know, what is that that people see? I mean, I understand when you're talking about when people pass away close to you and you're thinking about them. So then something happens and you feel it's a sign from them. And again, I wouldn't take that away from anyone, nor would I say, well, that's to people, well, that's definitely what that is, right? Because sometimes we want it to be a sign that those who passed on are still watching over us, or still trying to can still communicate with us or whatever. But I think there's something to it. There was a great story. I think it's Jim Harrell's Campfire is the podcast. I think I should credit that. But there was a woman who, I don't know if I ever sent this to you, Hannah, but you'd love it. She was from somewhere in the States, I presume the Midwest somewhere, but I don't know. And she was in a band, and her friend in a band as well. So they used to go to bars and perform whatever, but she didn't, I don't think, either she didn't drink or she wasn't drinking that night. But anyway, she walked with a cane, she had some kind of ailment. Anyway, they're going down this real back road in somewhere in the Midwest or wherever it was in the US. It's about 1:30 in the morning, and she really needed to use the bathroom. So they're driving down this road and there's a bar on the left. Now, again, she seemed quite serious when she was telling the story, and it was kind of matter of fact. So she's like, look, pull up to this old, it's like a roadside saloon. I think it was called a Roadhouse Saloon. So they pulled up and she's like, there's all these beat up old cars kind of, you know, outside. So this is probably a real kind of hick joint. So she went in and she said, there was just, nobody was talking and everyone was looking at them as soon as they walked in. So she went to get a beer, ordered a drink for whatever it was for her and her friend. And the barman didn't really speak. He just smiled and kind of nodded at her and gave the drink. She went to the bathroom and she said, when they walked in, I can't remember this, there was a song playing in the jukebox and a guy standing at the jukebox and said, whenever the song finished, he would just put in another quarter and play the same song would start again. So they sat down and the man at the jukebox had come over to her, didn't say anything, but put his hand out as if like, do you want to dance? And she's like, oh, no, thanks very much. And so he walks away, but she found it a bit creepy. So anyway, they noticed as they were going on that most of the people in the bar, actually, there's about seven or eight people, just kept staring at them, and there was no conversation going on in the bar. So she's like, look, let's just finish these drinks and go. But before they left, there was a mural on the wall, right? So when they started to look at it, her friend was like, it's really weird. She's like, why? It's like, it looks like the people that are in this bar are in the mural, right? This is going to sound crazy. So she was like, yeah, that's a bit nuts. And then when they looked closer, they saw what they thought were the two of them in the mural, right? So she starts to get really freaked out. So she's like, let's just, we need to get out of here and go. Now she tells a much better story of this over a much longer period. But when they left, it was like the lights just went out. And when they turned back, it was just a derelict building. It hadn't been a saloon for a number of years. So she said they just hopped in the car and they just get out of there as fast as they could. And when they went back the next day, obviously during the daylight, it was just these old kind of almost abandoned cars outside this saloon that clearly hadn't been open for years. Now, maybe she's bullshitting and just telling stories. But that's, I found that fascinating. Like, that I've never experienced anything like that. But to me, there's something to all of this where either it's a part of our brain that just gets activated and you're hallucinating something, or there's something more. I mean, I happen to think that we're connected. I think consciousness and stuff is connected with the universe and everything else. So I think there's, for me, it's no more crazy thinking something like that can happen than believing that there's different dimensions to the universe. Which we know, I think we know there's whatever, three or four of them, and there's, you know, other ones that are kind of yet to be proven. But I find it really interesting, actually, that conversation around it, because a lot of people just dismiss it. because I think they'd be embarrassed that people would think that they might believe in ghosts.
But you say something very interesting there, in that, you know, that you would believe that as much as you believe other universes and dimensions and stuff like that. And I think it's a good point, because one is seen as being skeptical, you know, and because, it can't be proven. But the other thing is deemed to be science, and yet, or theoretical science, right? So in my head, theoretical science can't be proven either. So, and is it a case that there, you know, I don't know. I think that's part of it. And I also think there's, one is more scientifically looked at, whereas, you know, the paranormal and stuff kind of might be less scientifically looked at, if you know, less logically looked at. And because of that, there can be more more mistakes making, or people who think that something is paranormal and it's not, or something which has a simple explanation, but it's actually, you know, they think it's paranormal, but and there's more, plus, come here, it's more fun and exciting. But I agree with you, come here, it's as likely as aliens are as likely as other universes and dimensions. So
I'll put it to you this way, right? I'll put it to you this way. I had this conversation with Fred, and again, I'm an idiot when it comes to science, so I put my hand up. But if
two hands for me, sorry, not you, I mean for me.
Yeah, what's becoming more mainstream now is the belief that there are an infinite number of potentially of parallel universes. Now, that's actually true, and it's infinite. So there's every kind of universe and every kind of. Isn't there a universe out there where the ghosts are real? Isn't there a universe out there where that Roadhouse Saloon story,
no, if ghosts aren't real in this universe, then they're not going to be real in another universe. But if they are real in this universe, then they are real in another universe.
Is that how it works? Because I think what it is that you could have a universe where we didn't evolve, but another.
But you'd still have ghosts. They just wouldn't have human ghosts.
Well, I suppose. That depends, because that depends on whether you believe in higher power. If you believe that people go somewhere after they die, because if people don't, then what you're saying is there's no God.
Hold on. No, I don't believe in. You're talking about God and religion and the faith in heaven and hell or whatever. That doesn't make sense to me. It's nice to think like that. Maybe there is, Mir, and it's nice to think, especially when there's tragedy. When somebody has passed, that's had a bad life or something, that you want to hope they've gone on to something better. I think as humans we need to think that, otherwise it's just anarchy. But something happens when we die. I believe that we can't just, that's it. Something happens. Now, what happens? It's beyond our comprehension. I'm happy to go with that. And we're still trying to figure it out. But, and I agree with you, everybody can't be lying. They can be misinterpreting or misunderstanding what they're seeing or what's happening. But some of them had to have been under the heading of paranormal or spirits or go or something. To me, it's part of our energy of who we are. And sometimes if you take that story with the pub, okay, well, something happened. Maybe if it's true, something happened there or something happened to those people. And that's where they've left an energy, or I like the word that you used, of an echo. There's an energy echo there.
Yeah.
You know, there's a moment from their past, which is in their energy, and it's left a footprint or a fingerprint, or like, as you said, an echo chamber or something. And if that girl's story is true of what really, and that really did happen, well, she walked into it. Now, or could that be something from another dimension or another universe that's over, or some burst of energy from it? We don't know.
No, and
it's something.
Now, I saw a bit.
But here's what it. But if you so I'm going to interrupt. But if you would, if you believe that, well, then it kind of makes sense then for if there's going to be positive echoes, well, then there's going to be bad echoes and negative echoes and evil-ish echoes and, you know, energies that's been left behind that if they're human anyway, that they would be, how can I put it, would have one of, you know, one of the deadly sins or some sort of angry regret or revenge against someone, which I think, you know, to me that makes sense. And I'm not saying it's the reason for a lot of the bad things, if you, because you did mention possessions and stuff. Could that's, you know, that, to me that would make sense, that there was something behind after we go. And yeah, to me that just makes sense, that some of these things have to be related. You know, they're not just misinterpretations. Yeah. They are what they are. And sometimes they're good things and sometimes bad things are related to spirits or energies that have been left behind by good and bad people or regret. You know, that's that, you know, which, so the possession thing, as I just mentioned. Yeah. But you also made a good point about the possession, that not people not believing in possessions. Oh, that's a religion thing. I don't know. That's just the church have seen that, and that's their interpretation of it. You know, that there's an evil spirit or there's an evil energy or something has happened.
Well, what was interesting with that Malachi Martin interview was, and this is 25, 26 years ago now, maybe longer, but he was saying that, at least what he was saying was, the church used to, they would basically, they'd exhaust every psychiatric avenue for why things were, and physical, medical, things before you would get to that point. But I do believe, I mean, we've all experienced it where you're in a place and you just get this sense from it. Like when people say, you know, somewhere where there's, I won't name things, but where there's been big atrocities in the world, like if you go to that place afterwards and you know that's happened, that's going to give you that feeling, right? Because something terrible happened here.
Yeah.
But there are times where you're in places. I mean, I remember, this is going to sound so stupid, but it's true. About 2 years ago, I was in an Uber. I'd met some friends and I was coming back, and it was about 8 o'clock. It was winter and it was about 8 o'clock at night, but we were driving by, there's a bit of traffic and we're driving by this big church in Southeast London. And I looked out the window across, there's like a graveyard attached to the church. And there was what looked to me, this white apparition was floating above one of the headstones. Just above. Just enough so I thought I could see that there's no legs here. So, and I who knows what it was. And I looked at the Uber, I was like, are you, take a look out your passenger window. Are you seeing what I'm seeing? And he was like, oh shit. He's like, what the heck? And then the traffic moved and we kind of drove on. Now, I have no idea. Somebody could have been playing a prank. I have no idea. But, you know, I could see through. It was weird. I could see through. And I wasn't drunk. I could see through that. And he could too. And we talked about it then all the way home. I was like, Jesus, that's just weird. So I don't know. Like, there's things that are out there. I think sometimes people, like you said, people need to believe things. They need to believe there's something more, right? And some people are comforted by believing there's nothing. I'm somewhere in between. I think there's definitely something beyond. And I think there's sometimes things seep into this world that aren't of this world, at least not anymore. But I don't believe it's people like, well, that person has died, but they're trapped here, you know, because X, Y, or that's, I think that's bullshit. But I do think there are things there. I mean, I don't know about you. I love a ghost story. I love a paranormal story. Even now, and like as a middle-aged man, I love them. If it's a good story, I fucking love it. I love listening to them. And I kind of grew up on them in my family, with relatives and stuff would always have really kind of good experiences of things that happened to them or whatever. But I think it's a fascinating subject. And I think if somebody's who says to me that they believe in like infinite parallel universes, I'm like, well, you can prove that about as much as I can prove that thing that I saw above a gravestone 2 years ago is a ghost or something paranormal or a spirit or whatever people want to call it. But it's like, I always used to get freaked out when I was in a house with a dog and the dog starts barking at space for no reason. So it's kind of cold. Just like, what the fuck are you seeing that I'm not seeing here? That kind of thing would freak me out. But it's, but I've had a couple of times in my life where I'm in a perfectly normal situation, I've just had a sense of dread come over me where I was. And that's a horrible feeling. Now, I've had anxiety attacks in my youth as well, so I know the difference. There's just something, I think, where... And maybe it's not paranormal. Maybe just some people, you get into, you know, that we're maybe all connected subconsciously a bit, and you get into... close contact or into the realm of somebody who just really is a purely bad, dark person. And you get that sense. Like, I don't know if you've ever had that sense where you're around somebody or around somewhere, and for no reason, you just get this sense of, I really need to leave here. Something's not. And again, that can be, like, some people say that's evolution. That's your flight response to.
I think that's a hard one to prove, you know, if you're in a situation or if you're in, I think that's more like, it's possible, but to me, that's just more likely that your subconscious, you know, we're in our 40s, so we've 40 years of experience, and there's something either subconsciously that we're not seeing, but our subconsciously, our mind is going, hold on a minute, there's just something here that's, do you remember, you know, your brain is going, do you remember this shit that happened when you were 15 or whatever, you know, that's just going, oh, right, just go. And because it's your subconscious, you don't know what it is, but if you're conscious, you know what it is, subconscious, not sure. And then, get the fuck out of here. I'll be honest, I don't trust my gut. It's been wrong so many times. However, that is the one part of me that I've got right most times, where this is, if my body and my brain is saying, get the fuck out of here, I'm gone. Now, yeah, not when I was drinking and partying, that was different.
Right? Oh, and it's interesting.
Right, because that's when I make stupid mistakes and I did not go home. I kept on going, even though I shouldn't have. But I was lucky, nothing truly bad ever happened to me. But I think that's part of the problem, though, with the paranormal. That is it, your subconscious, or... is it something else? But do you think it's just a case that we're not capable of seeing the whole picture? Let's say we're not because I mean our vision is very limited, you know, and there's things dogs can see we can't see, and so on and so forth. So the dog barking into the middle of nothing, you know. He just sees shit we don't see. We don't know what that is, and so on and so forth. And is it just that maybe it is all around us, and we just can't see it because we're just apes at the end of the day. However, the you know, I've learned a little bit about the brain from one of my daughters who has dyslexia, and a little bit how our brains are different and how they grow differently, and. It's possible that, you know, parts of people's brains are overgrown in one way and highly sensitive in one way, that maybe they can just see something. They don't know what it is. They can just see and sense stuff that, you know, the rest of us normal people, because our brain, you know, hasn't, you know, is we're slightly different. We're all slightly different. You know what I'm trying to say? That?
Yeah.
But it's there. But we just can't see it, or we don't. And I do, that makes sense. That makes sense to me now.
But when they talk about like hallucinogens and psilocybins and all that kind of stuff, I know Joe Rogan loves to talk about it.
Yes. Yes. 110%.
You know, he would, a lot of people would believe that it's opening up things in the universe to you, whereas, you know, it could just as easily be that it's opening up part of your brain that's normally dormant. But again, yes. I would argue in my own belief way that your brain is part of the universe. It's kind of one and the same.
Well, we are. Either we're real or we're not. And if we're real, we're all part of the universe. We're all connected. We're all, you know, we're all just molecules at the end of the day. So if you want to go down that route. And yeah. We are, right? So the universe and whatever is going on, we're all just molecules.
Have you ever seen anything? Like, just get my kind of paranormal stuff.
Have I ever seen? I don't know. I have a Ouija board story.
Right? Go on.
That's the one. No, it takes a bit. I'll keep it for another day when we're having
a start.
No, but what I will tell you is that at the end of the day, I was living with a couple of guys, and the light at the top of the stairs was broken after we did the Ouija board. We all slept downstairs on the couches.
I wouldn't. I did a couple of them as a teenager, and I think one was Jesus, when I think about it now, myself and this girl who I really fancied, and she was kind of into it. This was 14, a bit 2 years older, so I was just looking for, the shift, as we say. But it's an old, our hometown, this the really old graveyard near Esker, it's like from the 13th, 14th century or something, some of it. But we did one over a broken, I would never do it again, it was a broken tombstone.
Fuck off. No,
I just don't use it. It's not a good thing. But that, I got freaked out by that. Some things, I can't remember what it was, but some stuff came up on it where it was too personal, and it was like, oh, hey, that was just...
That's what happened to us. Something personal came up from one of the guys that he thought that's his uncle. And he just got freaked out.
Because apparently, if you believe in that stuff,
it's always
demonic. So even the good spirits don't come true on them. It's always going to be something that's nefarious. Now, that's only if you believe in them. I just wouldn't mess with it. I mean, I learned that lesson that night.
Well, listen, because we're nearly finished, but what I will say is, and I agree with you, because even though the uncle thing came up, your man's uncle came up and stuff like that, for some weird, stupid reason, we did it again. And what happened just frightened the shit out of us. And we just went, get the fuck, we're out of here. And like, we weren't children. We're all in our early 20s. We weren't drunk or anything that night, which was strange. It was just one of those things. We were just hanging out. And yeah. So, but as for... But the final thing I'll say is, like, shit happens that we can't explain. And sometimes we just don't know why it happens, because I do believe in the butterfly effect, right? Because funny things just happen, and we don't know why, because we haven't worked it out. And I do think part of that is the paranormal, and I think part of that is, and there is good and there is bad within the paranormal.
Well, I'll just give you a laugh. Something that's just frightened the shite out of me there. I've got the candles on here and the light off, right? And I have spotlights, so you can turn them down. And I forgot that when I went down to pick up the dry cleaning, I turned on the one in the hall. But when you turn it down to its lowest, it flickers on and off. And I forgot to turn it off. And the fucking thing just flickered on twice while you were talking.
See, that could have been anything. Why at that moment did that happen?
Howard, I've just turned off a light behind here. So I'll have nightmares now tonight. This is hilarious. I'm a middle-aged man, and I love this stuff, and it still frightens the shite out of me.
Because I remember the unknown. Scares us.
Well, I remember one summer night having a fan on that made noise, and I fell asleep listening to Art Bell, and I obviously woke up at the part where they were talking about paranormal, but somebody was saying that, I think it was in Korea, they believe that you shouldn't leave a fan on at night because it can take away your soul. And I woke up looking at the fan on with the noise, just as I was hearing that in the background. And I'm not joking you, I screamed. until I was our Bell show. But it was like, it scared the shit out of me. Anyway, so there we go. Right. A little potentially, as we're talking about this now, that's so weird. It never does that, by the way. It will just stay off if you have it down the lowest.
Okay, well, on that bombshell, as Jeremy Clarkson would say, come here, we're going to go. We'll be back again soon. Yeah, hope everyone is safe. You know, watch out for those ghosts. And yeah, stay safe. Like, share, the usual.
And don't do Ouija boards.
Yeah, not over a broken fucking grave anyway, dude.
Yeah, that wasn't a good idea.
Not a good idea. All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Cheers. Stay safe.
Cheers. Bye.